Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I, we got a great show. We're going to be talking about how to repair your DNA. You have that power, and we're going to talk about it. We're also going to try to sidestep some of the things that damage DNA, okay? Also, we're going to be talking about how much rest you should have in order for your body to regenerate and heal itself. We got lots to talk about in a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this entire nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And today's devotional is from Psalms 19, and it goes like this. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the law are right, rejoicing the heart, and the commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the law, The fear of the Lord is clean and enduring forever, and the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than any gold, yes, much more than fine gold, sweeter also than the honeycomb. So, be the servant of the Lord, trust in the Lord, and in keeping all of his commandments, statutes, and precepts, there is great reward in that. Amen. Mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, scientists, they say, have determined that a mummified child who died 500 years ago didn't die from smallpox, but died from hepatitis, right? So they used DNA samples from this corpse or mummified corpse. Researchers were able to crack the genetic code when they took DNA samples, and they found, get this, an ancient strain of hepatitis B virus. Yep, ancient. So, you know, it takes a long time for things to mutate usually. So this is one before it mutated, apparently. And guess what else they did? The scientists were able to sequence this complete genome of this ancient hepatitis virus. So they got this now in the lab. They got another virus to add to their collection. I mean, why you'd want to save that, I don't know. Disease is disease, you know. Okay, they're probably going to say, well, we're going to research it, you know, but harvesting old strains of disease from mummies, really? All right, moving along. New transmitter technology. I don't know, Frank, you may have heard about this. You can now untethered, wire-free charging of your devices constantly. This is Energeris Corporation announced that it has received certification from the Federal Communications Commission. It's the first generation of what-up minefield transmitters. That's what they called it. This is new technology designed to emit focused radio frequency-based power to devices at a distance. So, it ushers in a kind of a new era of wireless charging for a wide array of electronic devices, you know, your smartphones, your watches, your fitness trackers, tablets, earbuds, wireless keyboards, all that stuff. Untethered, but lots of EMF emissions coming your way, otherwise known as dirty electricity. No, it's not the Tulsa Tech Wireless. I don't believe it is, Frank. He's asking me. No. All right, last but not least in the quack report, here's a chick called Christy Werner. She works for a law firm, and she specializes at the firm in asbestos litigation. She knows a lot about asbestos exposure and how damaging it is. She bought some glittery makeup for her six-year-old daughter at Claire's. It's a popular store that caters to little girls. And she started to think about this glitter stuff, so she sent it off, the makeup, to an independent lab just for peace of mind. You have it tested. Her report that she got back was kind of shocking. It contained cancer-causing turmerolite asbestos. The National Cancer Institute says that asbestos can cause malignant mesothelioma. So she said that those findings prompted her to test other makeup that Claire's was offering, 17 makeup products to little girls, all sent off to Scientific Analytical Institute for independent testing, and they all tested positive for asbestos. Now, Claire's pulled the toxic items from the shelves. They say that they had tested the products, and they found the cosmetics to be asbestos-free. Now, Scientific Analytical Institute also found asbestos in another blush product for little girls called Justice. So they found asbestos in that. Now, Scientific Analytical Institute Director of Research Sean Fitzgerald says they stand behind the results that they tested these products. They said some labs don't have the powerful microscopes, lower power equipment, he says, won't detect a lot of these chemical agents than the better, more powerful machines can. So I agree with that, because when they tested vaccines back in the 40s and 50s, they said it was sterile and clean, you know, and until, you know, later on when they got better microscopes, then they looked at that same batch that they had frozen under a microscope, and it was pretty filthy. So, yeah, it's all about the equipment in it. A lot of times it is. Now, Fitzgerald did say that exposure to asbestos products like this for little kids could cause them to have a premature death in their 30s or 40s. They did say if these kids are breathing in asbestos fiber from these products, like, you know, powdered blush products, they said a 10-year-old will still have asbestos in their body by the time they're 50. So it would stay there, he says. So be careful out there when you're buying stuff. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about repairing your DNA. No, it's not that hard. A lot of people think, oh, no, it's going to be like repairing my car. No, it's actually a little easier. yeah, car repairs, not my thing. But DNA repair I can do, and I'm going to show you how it's done. DNA repair is really cellular regeneration, okay? And how fast your cells repair and replace is really an indicator of overall health. For example, people with cancer have a very slow regeneration rate compared to healthier people. Scientific studies have suggested it may be due to a nutritional deficiency. Yep, cancer patients tend to be low on minerals. So a big killer to cell regeneration is, of course, stress. So people that experience stress, which is consistent or recurring, have bodies that age faster and are prone to disease. Now, a random study took some tissue samples from people, and 7 to 10% of the group showed that they had DNA damage. Now, DNA damage is described as broken strands of DNA, and DNA damage can lead to mutations and interfere with cell communication, hormones, neurotransmitter activity, and so forth. So we're going to take a look at how we can help our DNA regenerate and avoid premature death and illness as much as possible. But first, let's look at some of the things that can really, you know, sidestep our plans. For instance, medications. There is really no surprise. Chemotherapy drugs and radiation can damage your DNA. But what about prescription medicines the masses use on a regular basis? Are there drugs that we, you know, take daily or when we're sick that can put our DNA at risk? Well, the answer is yes. Now, FQ Research Organization found there is a class of antibiotics that damage DNA, and they call them fluoroquinolones, and examples would be Cipro, you know that drug, and Levaquin, Avalox, Moxifloxacin, and some others. Now, if you want a list of these types of antibiotics that damage your DNA, you would have gotten a fast smart link from our newsletter, and you could just click that and get the list of drugs and kind of see if you're taking any of them. So if you want to sign up for the newsletters, which are free, there's no subscription, you go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on books and newsletters and you just sign up. Now, you have to have email because these are only delivered by email. I want to make that clear. So you can subscribe to either the Health Quest or the American Survival for free and get empowered. All right, so how do antibiotics damage the DNA? That's a good question. Well, they disrupt the instructions the DNA functions with, and it can also damage the mitochondria of the cells. So in other words, antibiotics can cause oxidative stress on our cells, cause inflammation, and actually starve the cells of nutrition. So these antibiotics remove the magnesium from the cells, which they need to repair with. Also, antibiotics are prescribed frequently for things like sinus infections, UTIs, bladder infections, and a host of other things. So this could explain why Americans are magnesium deficient with repeated use of these drugs. And also the processed salt has no magnesium left in it. And salt is typically how our ancestors replaced electrolytes other than what was in food. So these drugs also remove iron from your body. Now, often side effects become prominent upon this depletion. Now, the disruptive results can actually put us at risk of some serious conditions. And here's just a few. Autoimmune disease, vision problems like blindness, also peripheral neuropathy, which is numbness and tingling in the extremities, and also aortic aneurysms, which are deadly blood clots. Here is a quote from FQ Research Organization, December 2015. They said, "The data obtained in the study suggests that Cipro antibiotics induce DNA damage related to oxidative stress and should be considered for further damage, such as for the central nervous system causing toxicity." Well, you know, other medications too that people typically use for things like cardiovascular disease can also create damage and cause your cells to just literally fall apart. If you listen to the interview I did with Shane Ellison, the chemist who used to work for pharmaceuticals and create all these drugs, he tells you on a metabolic level what they do to you. He's got a great book if you want to check it out. It's called Over the Counter. Can damage DNA are things like alcohol. The WHO classifies alcohol as a carcinogen. What happens is the human body converts the alcohol to acetaldehyde, and this reacts with the DNA. According to Dr. Sylvia Balbo from the Cancer Center at the University of Minnesota, alcohol consumption made the top 10 list, which increases our risk of getting head and neck cancers, among other types. So long-term use of alcohol increases our risk because it damages the cell repair mechanisms. Now, Dr. Balbo says the alcoholics especially have bodies that like to hold on to toxins because their body has difficulty purging them. So the American Cancer Society recommends, you know, abstaining from alcohol or using it in moderation, which would mean men no more than 2 drinks per day and women no more than 1 drink per day. All right, let's talk about the other addiction, which is smoking. Yes, smoking made the list. Smoking was also on this list for damaging DNA, and our cells have to deal with the 7,000 different chemicals in tobacco smoke. Nearly 70 of them are classified as carcinogens. And one cigarette is enough to damage DNA because the chemicals physically attach to the base of the DNA cell. And this can change its size, shape, physical properties, and even increase the risk of cell mutation. Now, marijuana was also studied, and a report appeared in the 2009 Journal of Chemical Research and Toxicology. So marijuana smoke does change cell DNA. So according to Dr. Rajir Sai of the University of Leicester, he said cannabis smoke contains 50% more pollutants compared to tobacco. He said they made this comparison. Smoking 3 or 4 cannabis cigarettes a day could cause the same amount of damage to bronchial mucous membranes as if you smoked a pack of cigarettes a day. So the risk of mutation to the genes is significant, as marijuana users tend to inhale more deeply, increasing respiratory burden. He said chronic smoking may overwhelm the capacity to repair DNA damage. So marijuana, right up there with cigarettes, causing cell DNA damage. So, you know, be mindful of that. Well, let's get to the good news about how we can, you know, repair DNA, any damage. Well, there are lots of ways to provide the body with what is called healing energy. Now, all living things have energy and a light source to them. So the brighter the light, the more energy the source has. So spectrometers are often used to determine how much of a light energy source living things have, like plants, animals, and humans. So here are some energy sources that we can tap into to help our body regenerate. And one of them is our brain. We neglect to use our thoughts to help our bodies regenerate. So the human brain has electrical energy as well as chemical energy. Now, a China study reported that positive thoughts help our cell DNA regenerate and repair. So comparing cancer patients in their study who practiced having positive thoughts, they found that it sped up their healing. So this just confirms what the Bible says, you know, when you have some joy, it's good for your health, right? So according to the China study, they said, this is from China Institute Intellectual Studies, they say following 3 months of practice, the cell repair rate had nearly doubled. All right, I'll take that. Now, also, we can tap into some nutrition, and the type of nutrients has a direct impact on our DNA and our ability to defend ourselves from disease. And many nutrients are listed, but one nutrient that seems to be predominant in DNA repair is vitamin B, as in boy. Other nutrients were zinc, iron, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin C and E, enzymes, and antioxidants. Well, let's talk about the antioxidants a minute, because there's this study in 2009 that looked at multivitamin use for antioxidant benefit and how it affects longevity. So the research team discovered that there is a strong anti-inflammatory action to protect your DNA from damage using algae. So there are 14 times more antioxidant action in blue-green algae than in carrots or other beta-carotene foods. And this is more power than your vitamin E-rich sources. Now, chlorella, for instance, also contains a rich source of B vitamins, beta-carotene, chlorophyll, lutein, vitamin K, calcium, zinc, iron, natural iodine, and other nutrients. So chlorella is super-packed, and you can use that as well. But you know what also made the list was ginger root. Absolutely, for repairing DNA cells. According to Dr. Michael Greer, studies show that ginger root reverses DNA damage. So there was this test group with 10% DNA damage, and they used ginger root for about 7 days, and the damage dropped to 8%. The study tested how DNA damage was repaired by eating various herbs and spices. Apparently, herbs prevent oxidative stress on your cells. And it's estimated that by putting ginger root into your diet, it will reduce your DNA damage by 25%. Now, the same result appeared with rosemary herb and turmeric. So you can think of these foods as free radical eaters. You know, they just, you know, gobble them up. And many herbs and spices are not just antioxidant sources, but they also provide essential enzymes, offering more potency in protecting your cell DNA. Well, let's talk about a lifestyle adjustment, because the Wellness Journal had some recommendations for making your diet as DNA damage proof as possible. And they state that certain food sources will feed your genes. So, however, in order to do that, they said every bite of your diet must count, so no empty calories. In general, the diet should be organic, fresh, and consist of whole foods, no processed foods. They said include quality protein sources and use healthy oils like olive and coconut. They recommend lots of spice and herbal seasonings, and they say limit or avoid the starchy vegetables and fruits. They say beverages should consist of water or herb teas. Complex carbohydrates are preferred over the simple ones. And limit or remove the refined sugar and oils. They say healthy diets consist of nutrient density foods. So the more nutritious the food is, the less volume the body needs for fuel and to feel satisfied. And history shows us that when society ate more organic fruits and vegetables for lean proteins, It provided vibrant health, and it prevented diseases as well as obesity. So there is really a certain elegance or balance to an organic diet of, you know, whole foods. So it shows in our physique, our well-formed jaw, our healthy teeth, our sharp mind, skin tone, and just our overall countenance. So healthy diets, lifestyle, spiritual life make it difficult to suffer from mental illness. So gene mutations or damaged DNA increase our risk of depression, fatigue, being lethargic, and having schizophrenia. So we have a lot of power, see, on what we do and what we don't do. All right, let's add the herbs, because medicinal herbs do have a lot of power and lots of it. Medicinal herbs are packed full of these balanced nutrition that would include your antioxidants to reduce that cellular stress and help cells regenerate. So if you're looking for medicinal ginger root, the blue-green algae, any organic unprocessed salt, valerian root for better mental health, you know, I'll call Apothecary Herbs and request their free product catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-885-0277. Or visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. You want to look for their Body Foundation food mix. It has the algae in it. They also have the chlorella in that. Emotional stress formula. They have the nerve regenerator. They have the organic sun-dried Celtic salt. Ginger root, of course, and their all-in-one tonic is really great. So give them a call and order and get a catalog. At least do that and be empowered. Educate yourself because, you know, it's about empowerment. It's about you taking responsibility because you can't pay anybody enough money to care about your health and well-being. Not really. No, you can't. It's all about you doing your due diligence and saying to the Almighty God upstairs, who is the creator of everything, I believe you when you say herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, because you can't lie. Right? God's words cannot come back void. So claim them, you know, say them and praise the Lord about it. God is right every day, all the time. He gets all the credit as well for his medicinal, powerful herbs, which, you know, is a blessing. It's definitely a blessing. It's, you know, he wants you to be well. He doesn't expect you to need a pharmaceutical company to be healthy. Absolutely. You want to use what's organic, what's natural, what he intended, and be blessed. Be blessed. Okay, so if you're on the powerherbs.com website, don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want to get a Health Quest by tomorrow, sign up, go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up. There is no subscription fee, but you will need email to get that delivered to you. I don't know how many times I get calls from people. They think it's a hard copy that we put in the snail mail, but it's only delivered electronically, so you have to have email to get it. And while you're there, get a catalog. You can download the catalog as well. So all available there at thepowerherbs.com. If you want a hard copy catalog mailed to you, no worries. We got plenty of those in stock, and we'll send you one in first-class mail. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yeah. All right, you and God's herbs. Perfect, perfect combo. All right, we got to take a break. Coming up to this break, we'll be right back with more. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. Just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter. And it says so in my dreams. The future is bright. The gypsy told
me. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. And we're going to talk about how much rest the human body really needs to heal. So we just talked about regenerating DNA with nutrients. The other part of this puzzle is, you know, getting rid of a lot of stress because we haven't slept enough, you know. Most people understand getting enough sleep and rest, you know, is going to help us function better, right, and even look younger. So the more rest that you get, the less likely you'll have those, you know, dark circles under your eyes, and you'll just have more energy. So getting quality rest goes beyond how perky we look and act. Our heart, our brain, the entire metabolism actually relies on rest to regenerate and heal. So, you know, it can process food better, get water around the system to hydrate, and also oxygen to the cells. So we're going to take a look at how we can, you know, and get our healing mojo going here, boost our immune system with the right amount of rest. Now, you got to remember, they just discovered the thyroid has a lot to do with sleep, your circadian rhythm, and breathing when you sleep. So if you know somebody that, you know, is sucking up the sheets and snoring loud as if they had a megaphone in front of their face, it's typically sleep apnea, of course, but it's suggesting, scientific evidence suggests it's the thyroid needing some balancing, of course. If you want to check that whole thing out, go to thepowerherbs.com and click on their sleep apnea tab and check it out there. All right, so when we rest, our brain is able to learn more quickly. We have better memory recall. It's all enhanced. And a lot of physicians have, you know, harmed patients due to lack of sleep. So getting good, consistent rest, you know, influences your longevity, your cell DNA. So research is saying that if we cheat ourselves with only 5 or 6 hours of rest per day, it increases our risk of death. We've been hearing how medicine thinks many diseases are linked to inflammatory conditions. Well, now research is pointing to sleep reduction as the likelihood of encouraging inflammatory disease like heart disease, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, premature aging, and more. So their report is saying more than 6 hours of rest a day is the bare minimum, and less than that's going to derail and inflame the system. So there seems to be a link between people with insomnia and sleep apnea and blood pressure and heart conditions. Think about it. There was this 2000 study there. They saw this correlation with C-reactive proteins, heart attacks, and less than 6 hours of rest a day. So there are lots of reports regarding sleep, and they credit improving your creativity when you get more sleep, better concentration, better grades in school, higher IQs. So rest also lowers your stress level, you know. So here's a quote from, this is Raymond Jean, medical doctor, director of sleep medicine at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York City. He says many things that we take for granted are affected by sleep. Sleeping better equals living better. For instance, rest can reduce your stress, help lower your blood pressure. All right, he's true. That is true. Well, let's look at the metabolism because some new research is affirming that if we don't get adequate rest, we can sabotage our weight management effort. Now, some research out of the University of Chicago found that if we rest, we lose more weight by about 56%. So sleep deprivation prevents fat from melting away. So if you want to sabotage your weight loss program, just stay up all night, right? So if you want to lose more weight and still retain muscle mass, they say get enough rest. So lack of sleep affects your appetite, they say, and you feel hungrier than normal. This is from Dr. David Rappaport at New York University Medical Center Department of Sleep Disorders, who says sleep and metabolism are controlled by the same sectors in your brain. So when you are sleepy, certain hormones go up into your blood, and those same hormones drive appetite. Rest influences the electrical impulses in your brain. All right. Well, so how do we reverse this sleep deprivation thing? Well, according to a study that was in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, if you find you're lacking adequate sleep, the shortfall can be made up with a nap. They found that you can reverse the negative effects of less than 6 hours of sleep with a short 30-minute nap. So apparently a nap will reduce the cellular stress on the body and boost the immune system. Now, according to their report, 30 minutes of snooze time reverses the negative hormonal impact from the sleep deprivation and restores or resets the biomarkers that are involved with neuroendocrine levels in the brain. So a mere 30-minute nap will increase those levels, men by about 2.5 times, which can influence stress, heart function, blood pressure, blood sugar. So catching up on your sleep is definitely necessary. So the research also mentions that a lack of rest reduces the interleukin 6 protein level that tends to be linked to immune system's ability to fight off viruses. So, and isn't that interesting? You know, a hectic holiday season and people typically come down with viruses, right? Plus, they've been eating a lot of sugar and drinking a lot of alcohol. And, yeah, well, they're behind the eight ball. All right, let's talk about rest and how it improves your mood and even how you feel about yourself. We already know that rest is important for the body and particularly your brain. Lack of rest affects your mood, and research concludes that a habit of not getting enough rest and not taking naps is going to make up for that shortfall is going to lead to depression. So an area where more depression is evident is among workers that are engaged with shift work or working on the night shift. So according to Harvard Medical School, the caffeine, the alcohol, the energy drinks, not helping Americans cope with no time to rest. They said antidepressant use is up 400% within the last 10 years. And we are overstimulated with a lot of technology in our instant gratification world, and it's difficult for us to shut off and rest. So overstimulation stresses the cells and also enhances aging. Now, according to a neurosurgeon, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, he wrote an article about accelerated aging. He says it's America's hidden epidemic. He said in a recent article, Work and Education, he said, there was this poll, a Gallup poll, and their findings showed 7 out of 10 of us get a sense of identity from our work job. And this was slightly more significant for women than for men. So who are you if you aren't your at work, if you don't have an occupation? So we identify with who we are through our work. And if your schedule, if you don't schedule enough time for rest, the same way you schedule time for work or other appointments, you may discover some new things about yourself. You know, you got to get that rest in there. If you're going to value your occupation and your identity, who you are, you'll value yourself more if you make sure you reward your body with rest. Now, Benjamin Franklin said, "He that can take rest is greater than he that can take cities." So he understood the value of rest. I mean, because people don't want to shut down. They don't want to relax. They don't want to go. They just want to keep going. Well, the National Institutes of Health have published some studies as well on the influence rest has on your immune system. They say rest influences your healing potential because it has a direct impact on immune system cells. So if there's no disturbance in the normal sleep and wake cycle, you know, your circadian system, and you get that deep REM sleep, the stronger your immune system is going to be. So the amount of rest that you get influences the number of anti-inflammatory cells and killer T cells the immune system is able to manufacture and release. So research is showing rest impacts the immune system through these cells, but science isn't completely sure how that's working. They do know that normal sleep redistributes the T cells through the lymph nodes. They said rest also impacts this interaction or communication between the different immune system cells. So when research was carried out on how rest affects immune system with regards to, let's say, vaccinations, it showed that adequate sleep improved the immune system and your body's tolerance of artificial infections through immune vaccines. So sleep is a powerful thing. Now, here is a quote from Eric Prather at Robert Wood Johnson's Foundation, University of California, San Francisco, who says, our study reveals clinical relevance that the role of sleep in how our immune system functions as a whole. So, I mean, if you want to cut your immune system off at the knees, stay up all night is the message there. All right, well, let's talk about these rhythms that our life gives us. You know, research is really telling us metabolically our functions have this rhythm, organized rhythm. It has a system going. So when a rhythm gets disrupted, it affects the other areas. So think of a chorus line or a row of ballerinas, and almost like dominoes, one falls over and the rest fall over. So, you know, think of the body as having a lot of cellular clocks, and when one chimes or signals, another clock chimes. But when the clocks don't chime correctly, it throws off all the signals, and the clocks create, it would create a metabolic imbalance. So medicine is recognizing rest creates this synergistic action within the circadian rhythm system. That's your sleep cycle. Your sleep cycle really has a lot of influence over a lot of body functions. So rest allows the body to exchange and share signals through hormones, neurotransmitters, and proteins. So an important find with regard to your body's defenses is that during the peak of your sleep cycle, and compared to the peak of your wake hours, your immune system capabilities are quite different. Okay? So again, the rhythm was established by our creator, and disruption throws a monkey wrench. So what happens? Let me ask you this. What happens when you're sick? What do you want to do? You want to sleep. Your immune system needs you to sleep so it can help destroy this infection you got. So, and I really get angry at, business employers and school systems that, you know, don't want people that are out sick to be out more than 2 or 3 days. A lot of times it'll take a week to get over something, but there's all this pressure now to come to school sick or come to work sick. Spread it around. All right. So the moral of all the scientific research basically is 8 to 10 hours of sleep is really necessary when you're healthy, and more sleep is required when you're sick. Now, it makes perfect sense because, like I said, when you're sick, you take several little naps during the day because the body's working hard. It's using that circadian rhythm to assist the immune system to make more immune system cells. That's why you go to sleep. And the human body manufactures several different immune system cells, you know, depending on the type of infection you have. So the immune system may engage more than one type of immune system cell. It may need a more sophisticated capability so it can adapt cells for certain responses. Very sophisticated. Therefore, one of your immune system cells is lymphocytes. It offers this adaptive response. Now, the antigen cells bring antigens to the lymphocyte so it can adapt as needed. The effector cells are pretty much the gladiators of the cells that tend to kill the microbes after the adaptive response is initiated. Now, remember, we talked about many cellular clocks, you know, forming this rhythm for our defenses. So, well, this is where the lymph nodes, the submucosal lymphoid tissues, and your spleen come in chiming just at the right time when your immune system cells need them. So these tissues help carry the blood and all the immune system cells in and out to destroy the infection. So it's a very, very complicated, sophisticated system. And you wonder if medicine's ever going to figure it all out. All right, let's look at some things that can really sabotage your sleep. Sleep disruptors, okay? So sometimes it can be medicines that the doctor prescribed for you that is the culprit that's taken your sleep away. According to Professor Errol Farig of Yale School of Medicine, we should investigate all the factors that impact our sleep, including medications. And some of these drugs may reduce symptoms, but they also are messing up the rhythm of the body that depends on sleep. So the top 10 items that are going to, you know, take your rest away and create a problem and put you at risk are the following. Okay, so their beta blockers are on there. And these are your blood pressure drugs, also your alpha blockers. You know, these are things for things like arrhythmia, angina, migraines, glaucoma, all these beta blocker things. Corticosteroids for inflammation, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, allergies, SSRI antidepressants. Those are your selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs for depression. Your ACE inhibitors for high blood pressure and congestive heart failure, as well as angiotensin II receptor blockers, again, for coronary artery disease and heart failure. Chlorinesterase inhibitors, these are for memory loss, Alzheimer's disease, dementia. H1 antagonist drugs, second generation of antihistamines used for allergies, as well as glucosamine and chondroitin dietary supplements for joint pain and inflammation. They can tend to keep you awake at night, as well as statin drugs. And don't forget steroids. Steroids will keep you up. All right. Here is a quote from Professor Figrig, epidemiology, Yale School of Medicine. He said, "These findings not only unveil a novel direct molecule link between circadian rhythms and your immune system, but it also opens up a new paradigm in biology of the overall immune response with important implications for the prevention and treatment of disease." So furthermore, he said, patients in the ICU often have disrupted sleep patterns due to noise, light exposure, you know, doctors, nurses coming and going, giving them stuff. So it's all important to investigate how these factors influence the immune response, he says. Absolutely, absolutely. So other influences, can't neglect that. A lot of health experts also advise getting regular exercise to help get regular sleep. Pretty clear, simple thing of not getting enough rest is going to disrupt your neurotransmitters and your hormones, but it also can increase your risk of other types of cancer. But it can also, your body and your immune system become confused from lack of rest. But also when you get regular exercise, it helps you sleep better. So it's almost a counterbalance. Now, some people feel that they function just fine on less than 6 hours of sleep, but they are not taking into account the accumulative effect of that shortfall. So at a minimum, they are reducing the efficiency of their immune system by a minimum of 12%. All right, so how can you sleep better and live better? Well, as we approach very hectic, you know, lifestyles, we got to just make sure we take extra time out to get that rest, to protect our immune system, protect our overall health. Just one candy bar will suppress immune system for about 8 hours, and a lack of sleep, holiday sweets, all that stuff. I mean, we're kind of almost in the height of the flu season. We got to go through February still. Flu season kind of starts petering out the first part of March. So we've got, you know, another sugar-laden holiday coming up, and that's Valentine's Day. So a lot of this sugar suppresses immune function, so you're catching these viruses more readily. So be aware of that, because, you know, the flu season starts in what? It starts in October, and it ends the first part of March, because our sugar holidays start with Halloween. All right. So keep that in mind. Watch the sugar. There's a lot of broad-spectrum herbs that help your immune system kind of sweep a variety of pathogens right out of the system. So if you have, like, specific issues, maybe lung congestion and things like that, then you may need a combination of herb types. So, for instance, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a pneumonia kit. One formula is for helping the immune system shorten the duration of illness and get the pathogen taken care of. And the other one's a decongestant. So a lot of that mucus is sticky and hard to cough up. So this herb formula dilates the bronchioles so you get more power behind the cough and also relaxes the chest cavity muscles so you can get more of that out of there. If you tend to strain when you're coughing up stuff, take some peppermint tea or peppermint tincture because it'll relax the abdominal muscles more and you won't strain as much if you're trying to cough stuff up. So that's really a good pack to have, the pneumonia kit. For sinus problems, we like the Echinacea Deluxe formula that they have. The all-in-one tonic is a very good broad-spectrum thing for viruses. And a lot of people will take a maintenance dose of that a couple times a week during the holiday season to kind of, you know, give them more resistance. There's another pack called My Three Amigos that the first sign of, you know, not feeling well, you can take the formulas in that pack. And they work synergistically, and usually within a few hours, you're feeling a lot better. So they got lots of things there under the immune boosting tab, cold and flu tab. They do have a cardiovascular area if you're trying to get off the drugs for the cardio so you can get better sleep. Also, things for depression, anxiety, panic attack as well, all there. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Or give them a call at 866-229-3663, toll-free number 866-229-3663, and get a free catalog and be empowered, get informed. Sign up for the newsletters, told you about that. So go to thepowerherbs.com and just click on books and newsletters and sign up there. All right, we got a few minutes, and I don't have enough time to go into my lovely topic on, you know, keeping your pets safer health-wise. So I might just touch on a few little tidbits and save the rest for later. Definitely want to use common sense, but think about this. Just think about this. Now, when I was growing up in the 60s, 70s, we had pets. We had one of my favorite, my mom's favorite dog was a poodle. So we had one of those frou-frou dogs around. And I think the most that dog got was, you know, a rabies shot. I don't think he got anything else. And that dog lived and lived and lived 15 and a half. And but now they're giving pets all these flu shots. There's flu shots now for pets. There's, of course, the distemper, and there's the rabies, and, of course, then there's the Bordetello. And, I mean, dogs and cats have leukemia, melanoma. They got all these diseases we got, and they're dying earlier, minimum 5 years shorter lifespan. And what's the thing that scientific medicine does when they're testing drugs? Well, they use animals, lab animals usually, whatever critters they find, and they test on the animals, see how they do. Well, obviously, the animal kingdom not doing so well on vaccines. That should be an indicator to us humans that we're probably not supposed to be using them either. Think about it. Just think about it. Roll that around in the gray matter a little bit. Some of this stuff is just right in front of you. But, you know, I think another thing that has affected our pets is dog food. The invention of dog food. I think dog food... I don't think much of it. It was first invented in 1860. What did dogs eat before that? I know, table scraps. They lived and lived and lived, and they were fine. Lived outside, you know, most of them. So, I mean, I got tons of stuff to share on pets and health, and we'll get into that next time. I know, we're out of time, right, Frank? Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well. Yeah.